Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Hartbook.
And I'm Grady Deaton. Welcome to Coffee at KYUK. You know, it's the third year now of Bethel Gives. That's Bethel Community Services Foundation's umbrella donation opportunity. They have participating organizations, 11 of them, that get together and share the proceeds of your giving. So we decided we'd have a couple of people come out and talk a little bit about that. Today in the studio, I've invited Eileen Arnold from Tundra Women's Coalition and Teresa Quiner from the Bethel Friends of Canines and the Kuskokwim Consortium Library to join us. Good morning, Eileen and Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, I've been out on the corner with you guys during the fill the stocking campaign, and I've also seen people in the grocery stores, and we're kicking off a brand new season. So I thought we would cover all the bases. Eileen, what do you think the key takeaway is for our listeners to know?
Well, because this we're entering into a season of a lot of giving, a lot of generosity. You know, Black Friday happens where there's a lot of shopping and spending. And nationally, this campaign that's called Giving Tuesday nationally happened, where it's an opportunity for people to support their local communities. And the Bethel Community Services Foundation had the idea to, you know, really focus it specifically around Bethel and the excellent organizations that exist in Bethel, and got a number of us nonprofits together. The nonprofits that that participate in this are Bethel Search and Rescue, Bethel Winter House, the Bethel Council on the Arts, TWC, Bethel Friends of Canine, YK Delta Lifesavers, Future Delta Nurses, which is new this year, KYUK, Bethel Family Clinic, the Library, and then Ute. And instead of just doing one day of giving, we've decided to sort of turn it into the entire month because, you know, we're creative in Bethel and we like to do things in a way that, you know, best represents our creativity and our partnership. So there's lots of opportunities to give all year long in this. There's lots of opportunities to give all month long in this campaign. And the impact is excellent. I mean, first of all, I think the best thing about this campaign is that all of our organizations work very closely together in partnership, and that working together on a fundraiser like this sort of increases our relationships in other ways that helps us to provide better services and support our community. And for TWC specifically, you know, it gives us sort of resources that we can't get other places to do sort of creative, life-saving services that, you know, sometimes it's hard to explain to a grant funder where, you know, like those people are sitting in offices and giving us money to keep a shelter open, but can't possibly comprehend the complicated things that people need to get their lives back together. So funds like that, like what we call unrestricted funds, is the big impact for TWC that just allows us to meet people where they are and, you know, be able to help them in the things that grant funders sort of can't imagine.
So I do have a rundown here of the different thank you gifts that Bethel Gives has for this year's season. I'm reading off their press release here. This year, we will be offering thank you gifts for Bethel Gives contribution at the $50 level, at the $100 level, and at the $150 level. Those thank you gifts will be assigned as follows. For any contribution, you can get a Bethel Gives sticker. That's the hashtag campaign. They're really pretty. They are nice colors of yellow and blue. I mean, yellow and green. I like them with the heart. For a $50 contribution, in addition to the sticker, you're going to get the reusable grocery tote. For a $100 contribution level, the sticker, the choice of the tote, or a Bethel Gives polar fleece buff. Is a buff what I think it is? Is that something that goes around the neck?
Yes.
And then at the $150 contribution level, the sticker, your choice of the tote or the buff or a Bethel Gives hoodie.
Okay. And we just saw them yesterday. It is a nice gift to have. And also it's excellent branding. That way people can be thinking about Bethel Gives all year long and be ready when it comes around in November. My sticker stayed on my coat. The sticker lasted longer than the coat. Actually, I had to throw the coat away because the zipper stopped working. But the sticker's still on.
Now, thank you gifts are available and offered at donations made at the following locations: A.C. Swanson's, Saturday Markets, online at bcsffoundation.org or bethelgives.org, and also in person at the BCSF office. But, you know, the thing I was reading in the press release that I thought was interesting is that people can save their grocery receipts. Do you know about that? Can you tell me about what people can do with their grocery receipts, Eileen?
So starting today, actually, and again, this is the great thing about our campaign, it's not just the one Tuesday on November 27th when you'll see us at Watson's Corner. It's all month long, and we've partnered with Swanson's and AC this year, along with a number of other local businesses. And if you save your receipt and if you show that you give to the campaign, then you can go to Bethel Community Services Foundation and receive one of those gifts. It'll be a little easier at Saturday Market when we're present at a table, because, you know, we'll be able to know the amount of giving. But right now at grocery stores, you can give and then bring your receipt to receive your gift.
Okay, I'm so glad I asked you and didn't make my assumption, because I thought something totally different. So great, save your receipts if you give at the store, so you can track your giving and get your prize. Now, there's other chances to give. You mentioned briefly, and I think it's important for people to know that during Saturday Market, they can be a little bit more particular about their giving. Isn't that right, Teresa?
Yeah, so it's a communal giving campaign, so all of the donations made through the website or at the store or on Giving Tuesday go into the general pot that's split between all the organizations. But at Saturday Markets, there will be a giving menu where you can select which organization you'd like to donate your money to.
Sure. I can't imagine anyone not wanting to give to any one organization, but I can't imagine someone wanting to give the lion's share of what they give to one particular organization, because it might be near and dear to their particular hearts. And no one can blame anyone for wanting to aim their giving. Tell me a little bit about the impact that being a part of Bethel Gives gave to Bethel Friends of Canine, for example.
So again, it's like Eileen said, it's unrestricted funding that we can use for the little things that we need, you know, that we might not get from other places. For Bethel Friends of Canine specifically, most of that money goes into our low-income spay-neuter program. It's a service that we offer to people who can't afford to get their animals spayed or neutered, and the cost to us is $225 per animal. So it gives us a little bit of funding to extend that service to more people in the community.
And that's a huge impact, too, because, of course, we're dealing with the rampant procreation of dogs.
Right.
And I mean, and that stems that. That's a mitigating effort. So great, great stuff. And how about for the library?
For the library, most of that money gets used for program supplies. So, you know, again, things that we don't have funding for from other places. We end up using it to buy food frequently for programs or craft supplies, stuff like that.
We were able to do a pretty cool event last night. Not that that necessarily was where the money came from, but that was a fun time that we had out there. For people that didn't join us last night, I want to say thank you for hosting the first ever Trunk or Treat, which was which we offered some hot chocolate, and that obviously was unrestricted spending.
Exactly. It was a lot of fun.
It was. So before I move along, I want to mention the Wish Book just briefly. There is a chance for partner organizations to list in-kind donations that they might receive.
Yeah, and because sometimes people can't give cash, and sometimes people really have other stuff that can really help organizations. The Wish Book is something that we've printed and we make available at Saturday Markets and also put out around town, and it's a list of non-cash donations you can make. And obviously for a place like TWC, we're always accepting donations of food, of clothing for our thrift store, of toiletries, because obviously people live at TWC and we need all of that stuff. Also, obviously, the Winter House needs the same sort of donations. But every organization needs stuff like that. So that's what the Wish Book is. Sort of, you know, our wish list for Santa Claus, if people can fill those needs. What did Bethel Friends of Canine put on that list? Do you remember?
Well, we always need dog food donations, collars, leashes, and we have an ongoing urgent need for donations of dog kennels that we can use for airline travel for animals. For the library, we're always looking for donations of craft supplies. You know, that's the main thing that we're always looking for.
Right. So for those people who can't make a cash donation, that's another way to be involved. I think that's another good thing about our campaign. There's many, many ways to be involved. It's not all pushed in on that one day in that one particular way. It's unique like Bethel.
And being that this is just the third year of Bethel Gives, I'm sure that things like the Wish Book will flesh out and become even more critical to organizations communicating their needs.
Yeah, and also we've really grown very quickly. The first year we did this, it was with very little notice. We sort of threw it together and gave it a shot and raised $22,000. And then last year we raised $35,000, which is a pretty big leap from year one to year two. And hopefully we'll meet and surpass that this year.
I can't help being cheesy, but it just sounds like together everyone achieves more.
Yeah.
Good teamwork. Speaking of teamwork, we were all out there last year, and I'm sure this year we will too, when we're going out there to fill the stocking or fill the boot. What do we call it?
We call it fill the stocking, and it is really fun in a it's very fun. I think the first year it was extremely cold, and we had purchased with the branding on it like little things to wear so that people knew what they were donating to, and I believe they froze and shattered because it was pretty cold. And last year wasn't so bad. It was pretty cold, but not that cold. And I remember we got BPD out there to help with us, and the chief scored the most money.
And it was one of his first days in town too. I thought he had just been here for 2 weeks at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Yeah.
What a great smile he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he added to the general great feeling that we were having out there. Now, off air, we were lightly bantering and maybe challenging Teresa to potentially wear a dog costume on the corner during the stocking drive. Is that something that you're willing to commit to now, or is that something you want to remain to be seen?
Somebody will wear that
dog costume. I'll tell you what, I will if you won't.
It'll be warm, is what we were thinking.
So when you see us out there on the corners, that's Giving Tuesday. That's Tuesday, November 27th. We're going to be out there during lunch and after work. We'll be collecting cash donations for Bethel Gives campaign. So please put the smile on our face. We're enjoying ourselves being a part of the Bethel Gives, but we even more enjoy when we turn in those takes. So please fill our stockings, give us a smile, and give us a shout out on the 27th when we're out there, and give all season, because there's chances at the store, there's chances at the Saturday markets, and you can even make donations directly at any of your partner organizations. Am I right?
Yeah, you certainly could. I think the best way to do it is to check out the website, www.bethelgives.org, or the BCSF Foundation website, which is bcsffoundation.org. I think that would be the cleanest way to do it. But we're all part of this. We're all working together to make this a success for everybody. It's super fun. So we're willing to do whatever it is to make it easy for our community members to be a part of this.
Now, if you're a nonprofit that's not a part of it already and you want to find out how to be a part of it, or you want to just find out what's going on, you can contact Lisa Whalen at 545-1855. Indeed, if you have any specific questions relative to the program in general that the partner organizations want to be able to answer, she'd be the person to talk to. Again, that's 545-1855. What am I forgetting, Teresa? We want to make sure we tell everyone what they need to hear. I'm trusting that the person who's responsible for storing our repository of information in town will make sure that I don't miss anything.
I do want to thank the businesses that have already donated.
And there's a number of businesses that are in communication to donate and have already committed. Wells Fargo committed, ConocoPhillips, Vitus. I think Cusco Cab is in communication with BCSF. There's many more that I'm not listing right now, but we express our gratitude there. And if you're a business who has donated before and is interested in donating again, then contact Lisa Whalen at 545-1855, and we can make that happen. But we were really supported by businesses in last year, and it looks like this year as well, even more so. And then, of course, really a shout out to Bethel Community Services Foundation, because they're the ones who brought everybody together. It was their idea. They also give a large monetary cash donation. That's that's divided between the nonprofit organizations, and we really appreciate their effort. They're the ones who started this.
So I'm just going to real quickly list out those partner organizations one more time. That's Bethel Search and Rescue, Bethel Winter House Shelter, Bethel Council on the Arts, Tundra Women's Coalition, Bethel Friends of Canines, YK Delta Lifesavers, Future Delta Nurses, KYUK, Bethel Family Clinic, and the Kuskokwim Consortium Library. Oops, and I forgot Ute as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the partner organizations that your giving can support. So we encourage you to give in the many ways that we've described during our show today. And I'm going to give each of my guests a chance to put out any last words relative to the topic on the table. Bethel Gives, Eileen.
I'll just echo what Teresa said, which is just thanks for the community for making this such a successful campaign in the years past. Thanks for every individual who donates money or in-kind donations. Thanks to all the businesses. And thanks to Bethel Community Services Foundation for starting this.
And, I'd like to thank the community as well. We are also looking for volunteers to help on Giving Tuesday and to help man Saturday market booths. So if you would like to volunteer to help do some fundraising for Giving Tuesday, give Lisa Whalen a call again at 545-1855.
That's spectacular. Well, Bethel Gives, another way that you can remember to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.